From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. More rain is in the forecast for parts of Texas and Oklahoma today. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports the National Weather Service is already calling it a historic flood event for the two states.
Rescuers worked through the night to help thousands of people flee from rising waters. And one firefighter in Claremore, Oklahoma, died early Sunday while attempting a high water rescue. Oklahoma City has received more than 17 inches of rain in the last few weeks, shattering the all-time monthly record for rainfall, which is a sharp contrast to the 5 years of drought the area has suffered. And more rain is on the way. Officials are asking people to voluntarily leave their homes and to avoid driving into water in an effort to prevent more dangerous water evacuations. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.
Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash has died. He and his wife, Alicia, were killed in a car crash in New Jersey last night. They were traveling home in a taxi after a trip to Norway, where Nash received an award from the Norwegian Academy of Sciences and Letters. During a 2008 interview, Nash offered his advice to young students majoring in economics.
Generally, it would be wise to get into the mathematics as much as seems reasonable, and because the economists who use more mathematics are more respected than those who use less. That's the trend.
Nash's struggle with schizophrenia was chronicled in the Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind. He was 86. Greece's interior minister says the economically troubled country does not have enough money to make a debt payment next month to the International Monetary Fund. Joanna Kakissos reports that such a move would bring the country closer to a messy default.
Greece has been shut out of bond markets since 2010, when it declared it was deeply in debt. To pay bills, it was forced to seek billions in international bailout loans from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. But those loans came with tough austerity measures that devastated the economy. A new leftist government refuses to accept more austerity. It's locked intense negotiations with its creditors, who will not release loans unless Greece accepts labor and pension reform. The government has been raiding cash reserves to pay debts and bills, but that money has run out. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissos.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the fall of Ramadi to the self-described Islamic State group is proof that Iraqi forces do not have the will to fight. He tells CNN's State of the Union that Iraqi forces outnumbered their opposition in the city but pulled back instead of fighting. An Iraqi lawmaker says it's unfair the U.S. is blaming Iraqi forces for the losses to ISIS. This is NPR News. A group of women led by Gloria Steinem crossed the heavily fortified border between North and South Korea this weekend. As NPR's Elise Hugh reports, it's part of a campaign calling for peace talks between the two nations still technically at war.
The group, which calls itself Women Cross DMZ, is made up of international women from 15 countries and includes two Nobel laureates as well as Steinem. It's calling on Seoul and Pyongyang to negotiate a formal peace treaty, which never happened at the end of fighting in the Korean War. But this walk wasn't without controversy. Protesters and human rights groups have criticized the women for, quote, whitewashing North Korea's human rights abuses and praising the country's first dictator, Kim Il-sung. North Korean state media reported the women's group organizer said Kim devoted his entire life to the freedom and liberation of the Korean people. That woman says she was misquoted. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.
The Swedish singer Måns Samuelsson won the 60th Eurovision Song Contest last night with his hit Heroes. The BBC's Bethany Bell has more.
We are the heroes of our time.
It was, as the bookies predicted, a triumph for Sweden. Måns Samuelsson stormed to victory with his upbeat pop track, complete with cutting-edge animated visuals. Russia's entry, A Million Voices, came a strong second, gaining votes from across Europe. Also in the top five was the newcomer Australia. Britain's Electro Velvet managed to avoid the dreaded nul.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. This is NPR News in Washington.